Hello and welcome to the 3AM Mystery Club podcast. This is a brand new true crime podcast that will focus on some of our favorite unsolved cases and other mysteries. Taking you on this late night journey are three like-minded hosts, including me. My name is Brandon.
My name's Rowena.
And my name is Derek.
And let's talk about why we're doing this. First of all, I will say that the three of us have a group text and we're always texting each other and we're always up super late and we're always sending messages about crazy stuff, including unsolved mysteries, not just unsolved mysteries, but the show Unsolved Mysteries, Unsolved Crimes, you know, all of that. And we each have our own little story about why we're so interested in this kind of thing. Mine goes all the way back to being a kid when I first picked up a paperback of Helter Skelter, which I shouldn't have done as, you know, a small child. I became a little bit obsessed with crime to the point where my parents probably should have been worried, but they weren't. They let me read, and, you know, talk about anything I wanted. And if this tells you anything, in 1992, when I was way too young for this, I asked for the Time Life True Crime Series books that I saw on TV, and those included Serial Killers, where I first learned about, you know, about Ted Bundy and Ed Gein and all those people like that.
All the greats.
Yeah, and the Eileen Wuornos, the most famous female serial killer. And so it just kind of continued throughout the years, and now podcasts and true crime is, you know, is huge. It's everywhere, and we're like, why don't we do it? We're always up talking about it. Let's just share our thoughts with other people. And when we were trying to think of a name, the 3 AM thing came to mind, because that's when we're texting each other when we should be sleeping or whatever. But and this is very informal, obviously, and we're going to try to keep very informal. We want the experience to be informal. We don't want to be too serious. We don't want to take ourselves seriously. We don't want you to take us too seriously. We want to laugh. We want you to laugh, and we want to have fun, but we also want to respect, you know, the people that are dead. That's going to be hard to do, because it's going to be hard to not make fun of some of these people, but we're going to try our best. So that's my story. And, you're going to learn a lot more about me throughout all this. Including my favorite true crimes, and I'm going to stick to the unsolved mysteries since this is our topic, is the good old fashioned Black Dahlia murder, or the DB Cooper hijacking. The one we thought we almost figured out when we were watching Mad Men and thought, oh, it was Don Draper. But no, that's still a mystery, and one that'll never be solved, but I'll still keep reading about it. Every couple of years I'll look it up again, because I started to forget about it. And so that's just the kind of person I am. And that's why we want to do this. We want to share our little kink with you, as Rowena would say.
Yes. On our Twitter, I said, we're three weirdos with a soft Scooby-Doo kink.
We definitely are.
So that's my story. Who's next?
I guess I'll go next. My name's Rowena. I am an author of urban fantasy and paranormal horror novels, and that is a direct result of my obsession with true crime and just spooky stories in general. I used to fall asleep to the show Unsolved Mysteries at night. The alien and ghost stories would both terrify me but also comfort me. Like, I could not fall asleep until I heard Robert Stack talk about an alien abduction. And I remember at an early age, like, the first sensational crime story, aside from O.J. Simpson, even earlier than that, was probably Susan Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I was way too young to be reading it, but my mom had a true crime novel about that she bought from the supermarket, and I kind of stole it from her and I read it, and I got obsessed. I was like, oh my God. And it just kind of spiraled from there. I remember Unsolved Crimes after that became an obsession when I was in probably the seventh grade, and I had to do a social studies project, and I picked what every emo seventh grade girl would pick, Jack the Ripper.
Of course.
Classic.
And I went down a rabbit hole, and I probably stayed in that and obsessed over that probably my whole junior high career. And it's still one of my favorite unsolved mystery cases to this day to read about. Like, I cannot get enough of that. And then also, like Brandon said, the Black Dahlia is another classic that I am obsessed with.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So I'm excited to do this podcast with everyone. Like Brandon said, we're up all the time. We're constantly texting about stuff we've read or seen on TV. And we're up all night when we really should be sleeping because we have careers and day jobs, but that doesn't stop us. And I know, I think we just get along really well. We all have some really good opinions on all these cases we bring up. And I think it's going to be a really fun time.
Yes.
So, Derek, it's your turn.
My name is Derek. And Ro and I have known each other since childhood, the 90s. And Brandon and I have known each other since like 2003. And as they both mentioned, we've all been texting in a group text for years. I have been obsessed with true crime since I was a kid. I really don't know what started it, but I remember as a kid, I had a horrible fear of being kidnapped. But not only was it a fear, it was also like an infatuation with kidnapping stories. It was really, really weird. Like Ro.
Understand.
Like Ro and Brandon, I grew up on the Robert Stack Unsolved Mysteries. There's something, I don't know how you fell asleep to it, Ro, because that music and his voice terrified me. I loved it, but I could not watch it before bed. It was definitely a watch and then watch something comforting after that for me.
For sure.
But I've just always been obsessed with these cases. The unsolved ones and the really bizarre ones are especially a favorite. I don't know what the first case was that really drew me to true crime, but one of the first cases that I can remember being really involved in reading about was the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like probably like 11 years old, and it was on TV constantly, and it had all of the elements. Like, she was in pageants, she had the wealthy family, the crazy, seemingly crazy brother, allegedly crazy brother. I don't Burke know why. Did it. I'm just, what's that?
Burke did it.
Yeah, Burke did it. I've just always been fascinated / scared of these cases, and they've stuck with me my whole life. As I got older into adulthood, I've read pretty much every memoir you can think of by a kidnapping survivor. I read J.C. Dugard book, why I'm blanking on her name, but what's the Mormon woman that was kidnapped by the two crazy people, the couple? What is her name? Well, you know who I'm talking.
Yes.
She's because, very famous. You know,
yes, because you were, about. Yes, because you were my source for that. I mean, I go to, I'd be like, so what about this? Yes. Why, neither one of us can remember her name.
No. And she's on everything. Like, she's even on an episode.
Oh, Smart.
Elizabeth
Smart. Smart. Yes. Yeah. Not Pamela Smart. We talk about her another time, but.
Yeah. And I almost said Michelle Smart, but I was thinking of Michelle Knight from the Cleveland kidnapping.
See, our brains are just full of it. Like, yeah.
They really are. When the Cleveland thing happened, which was like, when was that? Like 2013? Those women in Cleveland that were
maybe, yeah, probably right around that. Yeah.
Like, I was so into that story and so disturbed by it and bothered by it. I remember like giving money to those women because there was like some sort of fund.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just remembered thinking, like, how are they going to work and adapt to society after this?
Yeah.
That is one that is just so interesting to me, too. Like, how are they hidden for so long? That's such a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so a really
fascinating,
really layered one. But that's pretty much it for me. The same as you guys. It's been ingrained in me since I was a kid. I don't know why. My parents are not true crime people. It's definitely not something I started doing because of my family.
No.
Yeah, the Susan Smith book for me was just like a random purchase. My mom has never shown any interest in true crime stories. It just was like one of those random impulse buys, and it started that obsession with me. I was like, oh my God.
Well, that one was so sensational. I'm not surprised you ended up with a book about in your house.
Oh yeah, and it's still one that I will go back to and just be like, what in the world?
She's a monster.
I mean, it's just insane. But I think, what can our audience expect from us? What do you guys want
to? Well, what to expect? We're gonna take turns, kind of surprising each other with a topic. It'll be hard for us to find one that we haven't all heard of, but we're going to try so that when we deliver it, we're surprised or at least, you know, a little more interested than we might be if it was something we've heard over and over and over again, you know, to keep the conversation going. So that's going to be our format. One week it'll be my turn and I'll deliver something and they'll respond to it and we'll talk about it and discuss it. And we also have a few surprises we want to throw in there. We want to do some classic unsolved mysteries episode reviews throw in at the end of some episodes. Maybe every episode, we haven't decided yet. Like we said, this is very informal and we want it to be fun and engaging and yeah.
And I have a random whale generator. So when we do decide to do this, I'm going to make it interactive with our audience too, so they can maybe see what we're going to do ahead of time as far as the unsolved mysteries recaps, and then they can kind of watch along with us.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Oh, and a few disclaimers. I have a lot of pugs. I have a cat. You're going to hear some meowing, you're going to hear some clicking, you're going to hear some snoring, you're going to hear some barking, and we're just going to go with the flow.
I have one pug and you're definitely going to hear those things.
But that's what makes our podcast even better, because we have this really cute fuzzy animal element.
Yeah. And we're not in a studio.
Right. We're going to embrace our animals and their little attitudes.
Yeah. And there's going to be technical difficulties. There's going to be starts and stops, you know, but we'll get there and we hope you enjoy it.
I have an idea, and maybe we can see how we feel about this. But maybe listeners can contact each of us individually for cases that they would like us to do.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, totally. And we do have our email and social media where they can contact us, and they can specify who, if they have a preference, who they would like to cover a case.
Yeah, you got to make it. Yeah, you got to make sure you pick who it is so that the others don't know what we're going to talk about.
That's going to be the challenging part, because in our group text, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like every single time I hear anything creepy from a true crime show, I have to tell you everything.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be tough, like I said, but I think I found a couple that you guys would be interested in hearing about for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have one or two to, you know, come right out of the gate with that I'm excited to share. I even have a holiday themed one. So.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. So I guess now would be a good time to kind of share our social media and how you can get in touch with us if you have a comment or a suggestion, or even as we get further on into our episodes and podcasts, if there's an open case that you might have a tip on, you can email us too. So our email is 3am, the number 3am, mysteryclub@gmail.com. We have our Twitter at 3amclubpod1, the number 1. And we also have an Instagram at 3amclubpod. See and curate and have access to. So if you want to follow us, like us, give us little suggestions, we are completely open to that and happy to hear from you.
Definitely.
So with that being said, does anybody else have anything else to add?
No, just get ready for some fun. We hope to have a lot of fun with this, and I'm ready to go.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to talking about these weird stories with you both.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get this show on the road.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, guys, you will be hearing from us soon. And we're going to toss up the dice to see who gets to give out the first official case.
Yes.
All right. See you later. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.